Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 97.
And I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast. And so before we get going, I'd like for you to share this with your neighbor, your friend, and say, please, you have to tune in. You'll enjoy it. And then maybe they'll share it with somebody else, because it'll be a blessing to them. We had started some time ago a series on faith, and it is one lifelong, and I do not exaggerate, a lifelong study of the Word of God. And people of God that I have known personally, they started thinking, well, this is going to be a study for a week. No. This is going to be a study for a month. No. This might be a study for a semester. No. When you get to the subject of faith, it is something that is expanding, growing, comprehension level, knowing what God is able to do through you to see lives changed by His marvelous power. And it's because we keep on pushing, keep on discovering, keep on understanding, and you never want to quit. You never want to quit. The just shall live by their faith. That's what the Word of God tells us. And so we need to make sure that we have our faith activated. The Bible also tells us that to every man or woman, they're born again, they're given a measure of faith. And so a lot of people have said, I don't have faith. I don't have faith like you have faith. I can't believe God for that. And they go through all that litany of why they don't have faith. And all that is wrong, because Jesus already said to every man or woman, if you're born again, you have a measure. And He talked about even a seedling, very tiny seedling that goes on your little finger, just dozens of them, mustard seed. If you have that kind of faith, but activate that seed of faith, you could speak to the mountains and tell them to move. And they move. Because you've activated that seedling of faith. And so it takes time. Germination. Sun. Water. Pull the weeds out. Make sure our living is right. Make sure our thinking is right. Make sure our words are right. Remember, the power of life and death is in your tongue. So sometimes we say one thing in church and almost the exact opposite on Monday morning when you go to work. And so you have to be consistent with the confession of your faith. In fact, let me read just a couple of verses from that Hebrews chapter 11 and 11 and 1. As we know, the Bible says, now faith is. It didn't say faith was or faith will be. Faith is right now. So what's it going to be tomorrow? Is. What's it going to be 30 days from now? Is. What's it going to be 1 year from now? Still is. Because it is a constant thing that is right now. It is not past tense. It is not passed away. It is right now kind of faith. And so now faith is substance, something real, something tangible. It is evidence of things not yet seen. What is evidence? Something that you can take into a court of law and say, I have evidence concerning, let's say, a traffic accident. Well, tell me your evidence. Well, I heard the sound. That's not good enough. Well, somebody told me they saw it. That's not good enough. Evidence is what you have experienced and what you know. And so the Bible tells us in that very first verse that faith is tangible, real, substance, and that it is evidence of things not yet seen. I've been thinking about that when Christopher Columbus, because if you remember back in his day and age, what did they say about the world? It's flat. You go to the edge of the world and keep on going, you're going to fall off the planet. And that's why nobody ever discovered anything, because they were afraid to go. And that's the way it is with faith. That's the way it is in business. That's the way it is in home. That's the way it is in every aspect of life. They say, oh, wait a minute, can't go that far. You can't believe God for that. That's too big. That's too much. Like God is going to run out of something. What's he going to run out of? He run out of nothing, because he is Creator God. And so nobody knew that the world was not flat, but round, until Christopher kept on sailing and sailing and sailing and found out that he was not going to fall off the planet. He just kept going around and round until he got to his destination. And so we got to have people that will believe God for things that some people will say that can never happen. And I was listening, just the replay, just for a little bit, some of the examples that Dr. Summerall had in his life. Because some people have said, well, you can't have a ship. We own two. And then you can't have a C-130. I said, only a government could have a C-130. Well, a government of a South American country sold a C-130 to us. And did we have to jump through some hoops with the federal government of the United States? Yes, we did, but we jumped through every single one. And we took that C-130 on many missions, and it was used greatly by God himself. And so God is a good God, and he's a faithful God to every single generation. In Hebrews 11 and verse 6, it said, it is, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Wow. A lot of people try to please God many different ways. But you cannot please God without faith. You got to have faith. You got to have knowledge of God, who he is. The more you know God, the more faith you'll have. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he then is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Seek him, you will find him. When you take time to find him, he will reward you with answers to prayer. Wow. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that mighty? Isn't that powerful? Of something in this generation can work just like it worked thousands of years ago. That's the kind of God that we have. And remember, God has just children, no offsprings. What does that mean? Well, he doesn't have cousins. He doesn't have grandchildren. He just has sons and daughters. And so every generation is a son or daughter of God. Every single generation is a son or daughter of God. I feel sorry of people that, you know, when you talk about, do you know God? And I say, well, my grandma does. My dad used to read the Bible at night to us. No, 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 no. What do you know about God? Do you know his son Jesus that died on the cross for you to take your sins away, shed his blood, rise again the third day? Do you know him? Well, I went to Sunday school many, many years ago, but my parents made me go. Wrong answer. Wrong answer. God is a right now God who answers prayer right now. And he is a first generation to God, to every single generation, including the one that you're in right now. If he answered prayer back in the Old Testament and the New Testament, he can answer your prayer right now, because he is God Almighty. Jesus said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I want to thank you for being with me. And once again, please alert your neighbors and friends to where we are, where to find us. It'll be a blessing to them. And we're going to continue next time on the same subject of faith.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.